MediTalk with Dr. Ross Walker.
It's that time of a Tuesday afternoon where we have a chat with Dr. Ross Walker. He joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Ross. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, mate. It's Tuesday again. Goodness me.
It is. They come around quickly, don't they? And they say as we get older, they come around quicker.
Far too quick.
I think there's a name for that.
No, what is it?
I don't know, but no. I think there is a name for that syndrome or something. Let's talk long COVID. There's a few people that I know that have contracted COVID, and they seem to be having, the symptoms of out of breath, being tired, yep. All those sort of things. They didn't go to hospital. They weren't in hospital, but they seem to still be suffering a little bit, months down the track from receiving the damn COVID-19. And they were vaccinated as well.
Yeah. And the issue is with COVID, typically, the more severe the disease, the more the chance there is of having long COVID. But the studies are showing now that COVID's been around for a couple of years, that about across the board, 10% of people who develop COVID at some stage will end up with the symptoms of long COVID. And the three main symptoms are just a feeling of fatigue, so almost a chronic fatigue syndrome, a brain fog, and headaches and shortness of breath. So they're the key symptoms, but you can have anything from loss of smell or taste, joint and muscle pains, and you can also get activation of the cardiovascular system, respiratory problems, brain problems, mental health issues, kidney disease and diabetes. But a big study that was done on 2,320 people published in The Lancet showed that, and these are people who were hospitalized due to COVID, only one in four after 12 months had fully recovered. So three out of four were still left with some of the symptoms I mentioned. Much worse in people who are overweight, and especially in people in need of ventilators when they're in hospital. So this is a significant problem. COVID is not just like a bad dose of the flu. It can cause all sorts of issues. And the question is, how do you treat it? Well, one of the interesting things is that you mentioned vaccination. You can still get COVID if you're vaccinated. But, of course, if you are vaccinated, you don't tend to get as bad a dose of COVID. But it was felt in the early days when people started to develop long COVID. Once they were vaccinated, some of the people responded to that. There's also these new antivirals that the two ones that have been released in Australia, molnupiravir and Paxlovid, and they have been shown in studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine to actually be effective, whereas the old ivermectin that everyone's been carrying on about for years has been shown in the New England Journal of Medicine to do nothing for COVID. So anyone who's still pushing the ivermectin line should really read the New England Journal of Medicine. I have people come in to see me in here and they go, "Oh, doctor, I've done my research." And I go, "What, you've read the New England Journal of Medicine?" And they go, "Oh, no, Facebook." So anyhow, so a study, a couple of case reports on these antivirals showed a small group of people have improved, even though they were given Paxlovid or molnupiravir long beyond the suggested time frame. So just say you're a 70-year-old person who's being treated for cancer who then gets COVID, you qualify for one of these new antivirals, which you should take within 5 days of the onset of your symptoms. But it's saying that maybe it works for long COVID as well. And interestingly, there's a study out on 55 people who developed long COVID given this really novel monoclonal antibody called lerenlimab, and it showed that in some cases markedly improved their symptoms as well. And I say, let me put on my integrative medicine hat, I still suggest to people a good dose of vitamin C every day, keep your vitamin D levels up, high-dose curcumin, there's another herb called Boswellia, and maybe some krill. So it's a lot of stuff, but it's a good preventative to help people. I've had a lot of people who've developed COVID who've taken these supplements who've actually improved a lot of their symptoms.
So vitamin C, how much vitamin C per day?
One gram twice a day, right, is a standard dose. And mind you, there was a study out of Finland a few years ago, before we'd even heard of damn COVID, where they took people who were getting symptoms of a respiratory tract infection, whether it was a cold or influenza, and they found that by taking 6 grams a day for the first couple of days, it actually donged the thing on the head. Didn't cure it, but it reduced the severity and the length of the illness by just taking 6 grams. grams a day of vitamin C for a few days and going back to a maintenance of 1 gram twice a day. Vitamin D, I suggest around 2,000 international units a day at least. I think we should all be doing that anyhow, because a study, which I think I recently reported on our show here, of people, 5,000 people over the age of 50 who were given vitamin D 2,000 units a day for a 5-year period, had a 20% reduction in autoimmune disease. So vitamin D is good for the immunity. It's good for a whole lot of other things. Any form of curcumin, there's a lot of good curcumin products on the market. So just take whatever it says on the bottle, just probably double the dose for a couple of days and then go back to a maintenance dose.
Can I just jump in there and say what other ailments is curcumin good for?
Oh, look, I think curcumin is good for a lot of any inflammatory conditions. I think aches and pains anywhere. I take a particular curcumin product, and I won't mention it because you're not supposed to specifically mention products on the air, which I have no association with the company, but I take a curcumin product that I use for arthritis, and it's very good to settle down the aches and pains you have. So curcumin is good for a lot of stuff.
Okay, so curcumin and a high dose Boswellia.
Boswellia. If you can get it, and Boswellia is a... And look, I have an association with a company called MGC Pharmaceuticals, which is the medical cannabis company that I have the association with. We have a natural product that's not available yet in Australia called Symetra, which is a combination of curcumin, Boswellia, vitamin C, and we've used that. It's using nanotechnology. We've used that for people with COVID with some success.
Okay, and of course krill, which you can buy at any chemist shop or health food shop. Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay, 1,000 milligrams of krill. I've got that particular, what would you call it, suggestion from the good regimen. Is that, good word, regimen.
Drug regimen.
Drug regimen. I've got that here, so if people want that information, we can send it to you in an email. Long COVID, what about Omicron? It's not as transmissible. It doesn't seem to be as vicious as the previous variants. It doesn't make you as sick. Does it mean, have we done enough studies with the Omicron variant to find out where we're heading with long COVID and the Omicron variant?
No, not really, because it hadn't been around for long enough. But some people are still getting symptoms from Omicron. But also, let me say, I think one of the reasons why Omicron isn't as vicious is because 6 million out of 25 million Australians have had COVID already, and 95% have had two vaccinations. So there's a lot of herd immunity out there. So we're not going to get as severe a disease now with the coronaviruses unless we see a new strain. We've seen a lot of subvariants of Omicron, but no new strains. So I think we just have to wait and see what happens. Now, I had my fourth jab last Wednesday because I'm going to Bangkok tomorrow.
You are too. That's right.
For work until next Monday. So I'll be back next week. So on Tuesday. So that's the only reason I had my fourth vaccination I had Novavax last Wednesday or last Tuesday. So I'm fully covered when I'm overseas.
I have a question to ask you from someone that heard you say that last week. They heard you say you had Novavax, and they said to me, "Are you able to get Novavax now as a booster?"
Well, it's not recommended. Otagi is still pushing the RNA vaccines. We have a huge supply of RNA vaccines. But I just said to the doctor, I would much prefer to have Novavax. So it's look, I'm not talking from any clinical trial perspective. This is my own personal preference. So I don't want anyone to come back to me and say, "Oh, but look, there's no studies that Novavax is as good as the RNA vaccines," because there isn't. There are no studies suggesting it is. All I'm saying is that when you look at the mix and match approach, which is to have a couple of AstraZenecas and throw in an RNA vaccine and maybe a fourth one, a Novavax, it appears that gives a better antibody response than just having the same vaccine all the way through. And I use the same principle with treating blood pressure. With blood pressure, if someone's blood pressure's up, you don't just keep pushing one pill at them, because the stronger dose you get to, it has a bit of a ceiling and doesn't do much more at a certain level. You add other stuff in, so you're hitting the blood pressure from different sides, and you tend to get a better control if you use a few different agents at lower doses than if you use one big agent at a big dose.
I meant to send you this, and I forgot, I'm sorry, but you will be able to answer it. I got a couple of emails from people after last week saying we've talked and talked and talked about the different names of vaccines and what's the right one to have and what's the wrong one to have, but it's flu season again, and we're supposed to go and have a flu shot. Does Dr. Ross Walker recommend any particular flu vaccine that we should have, one over the other?
No, if you're below 65 and otherwise very healthy. The standard flu shot's fine. It's a quadrivalent flu vaccine. I had mine about 3 weeks ago, and that's, you just go and get that one. If you are older with more comorbid conditions, there are stronger flu vaccines you can have, which you qualify for. I think there's a thing called Fluzone. There's a couple of other ones, but speak to your GP about it. But the key thing is to get vaccinated.
Okay, we're going to have a break. We're talking to Dr. Ross Walker. It's a Tuesday afternoon, so we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue our chat with the good doctor next.